Hey, guess what time it is? It's time for an impromptu program that we're going to kind of come in here and see what we can do with a brand new project we just got today. Yeah, let's see. Balsam Range done went and made a brand new project, and it's called Mountain Overture. They got together with the Atlanta Symphony. I believe I've got that right. And it's incredible because I've already listened to the entire project and some of it twice. So I wanted to be able to come in here, do a little impromptu program, and get this thing out and let you guys hear it pretty much hot off the presses. Here's the very first tune. Here's Balsam Range do a song called Any Old Road Will Take You There.
Slammed the door behind him, called his daddy dumb. He left home with tomorrow writing on his thumb. No particular direction, 17 and scared. It's to ride outside of Logan. Driver said, son, where you going? He said, anywhere but here. If you don't know where you're going, any old road will take you there. When it's rambling seeds are sowing, you can't find the will to care. Any way you travel, red dirt, clay, or gravel, lost without a prayer, destination anywhere, any old road will take you there. Says you want some coffee. Does anybody know you're here? She slowly tells her story. Says he don't love me anymore. I left my ring there by the bed, and I don't know what lies ahead. I've never been this gone before. If you don't know where you're going, any old road will take you there. You can't find the will to care. Any way you travel, red dirt, clay, or gravel, lost without a prayer, destination anywhere, any old road will take you there. Sometimes the road is narrow, sometimes the path is straight. At times we face so many curves, right turns are hard to make. If you don't know where you're going, any old road will take you there. When it's rambling seed you're sowing, you can't find the will to care. Any way you travel, red dirt, clay, or gravel, lost without a prayer, destination anywhere. Any old road will take you there. Out there running scared, in the middle of nowhere. Any old road will take you there.
Some of the finest personalities in the entire bluegrass community, Balsam Range. I got to know Caleb just a little bit, way back when they had just released their second CD when I got a chance to meet Caleb. I think it was when they had Turned Loose Trains I Missed. I believe I'm right on that. I'll double check, make sure. But anyway, we're showcasing an impromptu program tonight featuring Balsam Range, brand new release. I just got it this morning, put it on an iPod, and yep, still make those things. And I listened to it while I was doing some yard activities, yard work. Yep, still do it as old as I am. Anyway, the name of this project's Mountain Overture, and it features one of the hottest names in the business. And like I said, I remember meeting these guys when we were just sitting across from them at Cracker Barrel one morning after they'd performed up in Marion, Virginia at the Lincoln Theater and Song of the Mountains. And, man, were they fantastic that night. Anyway, let's continue on. I'm going to get some more history on this project maybe during this tune. This one's called Blue Mountain. Hope you're enjoying it. We're doing an impromptu featuring the brand new Balsam Range.
Left you for Texas, hell-bent with something to prove. I thought you'd be there when I wandered back where I left your sweet love and the truth.
A long highway that runs
just absolutely fine. I can't say more than, I tell you what, it's just gorgeous music. I wanted to give you the names of the group: Tim Cerritt, Buddy Melton, Darren Nicholson, Dr. Mark Pruitt, and Caleb Smith, my little buddy that I really enjoyed meeting him early on before they actually ended up being high on the pinnacle like they are now. They deserve every bit of it. IBMA Male Vocalist of the Year, Buddy Melton. How about that? Male Vocalist of the Year. And I also was reading that Trains I Missed was the IBMA 2011 Song of the Year. And there's a whole lot that this group has done. It's just been amazing. And this is with the Atlanta Pops Orchestra Ensemble. I believe I've got that right. And just absolutely wonderful, the blends that are taking place here with the voices and all the acoustic instruments and, of course, the orchestration going behind it. There's all kinds of real fancy, cool-looking words here whenever whoever wrote this biography about this project. Yeah, I'm not making fun. I'm just having fun. I like this one word, melancholia, was the way that somebody described the intensifying sentimental longing of the song Blue Mountain, which we just heard a minute ago, and draw out the melancholia of I Hear the Mountains. Anyway, how about that? It's a great project. Man, I listened to it, as I said, I listened to it today all the way through more than twice. I mean, every single song, every single note, and tried to listen real carefully for the special stuff. And I've always thought Caleb had, Caleb Smith, a guitar player and singer, I always thought he had just a super blessed talent in both categories. And I'm probably a little prejudiced because I know him more than I do the others. But anyway, just a wonderful job. I was listening to the guitar licks and some of them coming up here in the next few songs. Just listen to some of the string work. It's just incredible. Here's one that they put together with this wonderful orchestra and this great project. And it's another mix of Burning Georgia Down.
Said that they'd be coming any day, and if you planned on getting out alive, best be on our way. Our tattered gray was torn between if we should run or fight, but our southern pride swelled up inside, so we dug in for the night. Then I heard a rider calling, they're coming down the road, and the fiery flash of 20 pounders started to explode. Tried our best to stop them, our efforts were in vain. In the distance you could hear the sound of Dixie's last refrain. They're burning Georgia down, those devils dressed in blue. They took the higher ground, dying's all we can do. And let us bound to fall, smell the smoke and the of his best, spreading their destruction over 50 miles abreast, marching to the sea, leaving nothing in their path, factory farms and churches, nothing spared their wrath. But Christmas Day in 64, they cut off all supplies, and then they offered Mr. Lincoln up Savannah as a prize. Though our lines are broken, fight on to the end, and pray some someday we'll find a way to Dixie once again. Well, they're burning Georgia down, those devils dressed in blue. They took the higher ground, dying's all we can do. And let us bound to fall, smell the smoke and the cinder. They're burning Georgia down, we never will surrender. They're burning Georgia down.
Man, that features their talents right there. I mean, Buddy Melton's voices, the vocal blends of the group, and then Caleb's highlights on his guitar. That's just wonderful. Anyway, I think this is going to do it. This project's going to do extremely well. I mean, it's kind of out of the box, and, you know, a lot of people are going to gripe about that a little bit maybe, but you know what? Tune in something somewhere else, you know? This is incredible music, and they've done a great job. Here's one of the really super popular tunes that it did extremely well for the group. It's called El Dorado Blue, and it's coming up next.
Commencement day, friends moved on, but she stayed in El Dorado and married the boy next door. Worked for a shift by the interstate, selling hot coffee and giving out change for the payphone. Never needed too much more. And every day someone would ask, why don't you leave this all behind? She looked up, just kind of laughed. Don't you think it crossed my mind? But there ain't nobody waiting down in Arkansas, and I don't know no one in no Baton Rouge. Ain't no way I'm going down to Wichita and leaving El Dorado. On a gravel road miles from nowhere, you don't get no better than that. City lights burn bright, they pull you in, blind your eyes to what matters. You won't catch me in none of that. And this old town shuts on down with the setting of the sun. The life I lead's the one for me, but it ain't for down in Arkansas, and I don't know no one in no Baton Rouge. Ain't no way I'm going down to Wichita and leaving El Dorado. Ain't nobody
What a tune. You just can't argue with the talent that this group has got, and they've had it all along. They just needed to, as my friend Dr. Pruitt would say, they just needed to get traction. And he actually used that when we were talking once. This is when they were kind of coming up, and he said, you know, we really don't have a lot of traction over there. And we were talking about, you know, Knoxville, Nashville, all that stuff, this area, because these boys are from over in Catawba County, North Carolina, is where these boys reside. And anyway, just a tremendous project. It's called Mountain Overture. And let's see, we got one coming up. Here's the one that they've rebuilt, or however you want to put it. Let's see, this one's called From a Georgia Battlefield. And if I remember correctly, I listened to this one about three different times today. I was that impressed. And I think if you got a great musical ear, you're going to love this tune. And especially if you're a Civil War buff like I have been the last few years. This one's called From a Georgia Battlefield, and this is Balsam Range, Mountain Overture.
All my glorious dreams of battle and my uniform of gray, now are ruined as my blood spills on this rock-hard Georgia clay. 16 summers I have seen pass, but to suffer in this sun, I declare I don't remember I ever failed. Breath is near, yes, for me. but my eyes will show no fear.
Take this message to my mother, 13 miles from Birmingham. Tell her I was a good soul.
Love to see them do this in concert with an orchestra behind them. This is just wonderful. From a Georgia Battlefield is the name of that tune off this brand new Balsam Range project entitled Mountain Overture. Well, the next tune we got coming up is called I Hear the Mountains, and there's a whole lot of chatter going on about this particular tune off of this project. And let's see. Once again, Mountain Overture. You going? If you get a chance, you need to check out the cover on this, because some great artwork on this thing. It's just a fiddle and a bow, but it's actually looks like a painting maybe with some graphics. So it is one incredible project. I'm tickled to death to be able to bring it to you. I'm going to record it, put it on a podcast. If you want to listen to it again, you'll be able to. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, MixCloud, Stitcher, I mean, a bunch of them. Anyway, here it is. This one's called I Hear the Mountains, and let's roll with it.
It gave me my start, but a part of me still walks the high ridges, so far away, but so near to my heart. Now my lessons I've learned. Rambling ears.
I Hear the Mountains. That's Balsam Range with the Atlanta Symphony Ensemble. And I hope I've got that right. Mountain Overture is the name of this project. And I'm going to look up, if I can find some, I'm going to look up a little bit more about the bio on what brought this together. And I just got it this morning. It's a fantastic project. I've gone through some of them, some of the individual tunes I've listened to at least three times already. And this whole project is just incredible. It showcases the talents of the vocal work. Caleb is, he's the guitar player. I think he's kind of out front on this particular project, as well as Buddy Melton. Of course, his vocals are just incredible. I think he got Vocalist of the Year in 2011, IBMA. And I've heard them off and on for years. I played them as much as I possibly could over the years to try to help them get recognition, and man, they sure did. They come around, I don't know if it was year before last, I think at the IBMAs they won just about everything. Anyway, here's a song that they've made popular. Matter of fact, all these tunes that I've played so far off this project is some of their most popular tunes. This one's called Jack Diamond, and I can't recall right off, sorry, which project this one was originally on, because all these have been on, all these songs, as far as I know, have been on previous projects by the group. But anyway, this one's called Jack Diamond, I apologize, and off of the brand new Balsam Range Mountain Overture.
Jack Diamond was a bad man, and he rode into town on a tall black stallion horse with gold bits in his mouth. 2 6 guns hanging up on each hip, a loaf on his side. The fire was in his stare, and revenge was in his eyes. Jack Diamond, where you been? It's good to see you this way again. Tulsa on that cold winter's day, leaving loneliness behind him as we watched him ride away. Some called him a coward, some said he lost his mind. I knew old Jack Bell, he just needed a little time. Jack Diamond, where you been? It's good to see you this way again. Beautiful home, family, he wanted nothing else. He worked hard from dusk till dawn on his tiny piece of land. Strange riders came about a year ago with the money in their hand. The price kept getting higher, they weren't gonna leave. From my cold dead hands, you'll have to take my land, or you'll never get my deed. Shots were fired and Jack went down. They locked his family inside. He listened as it all burned up. He listened as they died. Jack hid out in Tulsa for 11 months or so, with the memory of his family burning deep within his soul. Jack Diamond was a bad man, and he rode into town on a tall black stallion horse with gold bits in his mouth. 2 6 guns hanging upon each hip, a loaf on his side. The fire was in his stare, and revenge was in his eyes. Jack Diamond, where you been? It's good to see you this way again. Jack Diamond, good to see you this way again. Jack Diamond,
just an incredible project. I just found where that this project's not even to be released to the public until, I think I saw, April 27th. So this is a real treat for us. And I found some really good stuff, finally. I should have looked at this earlier, but Mountain Overture will be available for streaming and purchase starting April 27th from Mountain Home Music Company. Get this. This is great. April the 27th, that night, Balsam Range will perform with Atlanta Pops Orchestra Ensemble at Merlefest in Wilkesboro. How about that? Ah, that's worth getting tickets for right there, huh? North Carolina, of course. It's where Wilkesboro's at. That's where NASCAR used to race. And too bad they don't still race there, because they sure are going downhill. Anyway, they're going to perform on the Watson stage. And anyway, just a little bit more about Balsam Range. They were formed in 2007. They've become one of the genre's most award-winning acts in recent years, garnering 10 International Bluegrass Media Association Awards on the heels of 6 critically acclaimed albums. I'm not making this up, folks. I'm just reading it to you. The group has left audiences spellbound while headlining major festivals from coast to coast. Now, I do know that. Selling out venues across the nation and in multiple appearances at the Grand Ole Opry. That had to be special. Their previous outing, Mountain Voodoo, debuted at number 4 on the Billboard Bluegrass Albums chart and remained on that chart for 45 weeks. Yeah, these guys have done okay. 3 singles from that album reached number 1 on the Bluegrass Today chart, which I am an honorary member, and thank goodness I'm blessed to be able to do that, including Blue Collar Dreams, which spent 3 consecutive months at the top. Just a little bit about the Atlanta Pops Orchestra Ensemble. The Atlanta Pops Orchestra Ensemble is a 14-piece version of the typically 36-piece Atlanta Pops Orchestra. The condensed ensemble was established during the 70th anniversary season of the Atlanta Pops Orchestra in 2015 in order to take advantage of new opportunities for the Pops to perform in situations that are more conducive to a smaller group of musicians. These have included collaborative performances with Zach Brown Band, John Driscoll Hopkins, and they've actually performed in restaurants and churches. How about that? With the Joe Granson Big Band at the Calland Wolf Fine Arts Center, 2017 Holiday Gala in Atlanta, Georgia, with Balsam Range at the 2016 and 2017 Art of Music Festivals in Lake Junaluska, North Carolina. How about that? I tell you what, these guys have done pretty well for themselves, coming all the way down the pike like they have. I just always think of them. The first time I got a chance to see them, I think they had just celebrated their very first number one nationwide tune. I believe I've got this right, and I think it's coming up next. It was Last Train to Kitty Hawk, and here's their latest version with the Atlanta Pops.
Another breakthrough with a twinkle of an eye. Scholars scratch their heads, always looking for a new way. Pondered their options, then looked up to the sky. No, no, nothing lasts forever. Nothing says goodbye like a ticket in your hand. Whoa, they say progress makes us better. Yesterday's taking off, and tomorrow We'll ride around in motor cars and never take the train. Always be new ways to reach our destination. Once we're done with taxi cabs, we'll find jet airplanes. No, no, nothing lasts forever. Nothing says goodbye like a ticket in your hand. Whoa, they say progress makes us better. Time ain't standing still for any man.
All aboard the last train to Kitty Hall. Yesterday's taking off.
Beautiful job on that last train to Kitty Hawk. I think that was their first big old major hit. And we're 17 days before this thing's be released to the public. And so this is a big time blessing that we're getting an opportunity to play this for you and bring it to you. Let's see. It's called Mountain Overture. And it's just incredible. I don't know what else to say about it. It's featuring... let's see how many there are. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's featuring 10 of the tunes that, of course, they've released on previous projects off the past six, I guess, if I read that correctly earlier. Six CDs that they've made, and I'm supposing this is going to be the seventh release. And it's just wonderful. Mountain Overture is the name of it. Here's, I'm pretty sure, Caleb Smith. The guitar player does the vocal work, the lead vocal work on this particular tune coming up. It's an old throwback tune, and a lot of you folks will remember this from, shoot, I think this thing came out maybe in the 80s. Anyway, maybe you'll recognize it. Anyway, it's called Matthew.
Was his father's only boy, born just south of Colby, Kansas. Was his mother's pride and joy.
Yes, and joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky.
All the stories that he told me back when I was just a lad, all the memories that he gave me, all the good times that he had. Growing up a Kansas farm boy, life's mostly happy fun.
Yes, and joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Gold was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky.
Well, I guess there were some hard times, and I'm told some years bleed. They had a storm in 47. Twister came and stripped them clean. He lost the farm, he lost his family. He lost the wheat, he lost his home. But he found the family Bible. Faith is solid as a stone.
Kissing joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Go was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky.
So he came to live at our house, and he came to work the land. He came to ease my daddy's burden, and he came to be my friend. So I wrote this down for Matthew, and it's for him this song is sung. Riding on his daddy's shoulders, behind a mule beneath the sun.
Kissing joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Go was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Blue was just a Kansas summer sky. Kissing joy was just the thing that he was raised on. Love was just a way to live and die. Go was just a windy Kansas wheat field. Summer sky.
Probably a little faster than the original version, but just a beautiful job. Love the strings in that beautiful song from, let's see, I'm pretty sure that's Caleb does the lead starting out on that thing. Mountain Overture is what we're listening to, and comes out April 27th. And anyway, it's incredible. I got it this morning, and I thought, what in the world? They're doing a thing with an orchestra and all this stuff, and be honest with you, I was very questionable about it whenever I first was reading and getting ready to listen to it, and put it on an iPod and listened to it while I was doing some yard work today, and just listened to it over and over and over because I had other stuff on there, and I just ended up listening to this. It's that incredible to me. We're getting it 17 days from today. Before this thing even goes public to where you can purchase a copy of it. And I got on and looked a minute ago. It's going to be everywhere from Target to Amazon to iTunes to you name it. You can pre-order it now. And it's just a wonderful tune. Actually, you can pre-order it from Mountain Home. I believe that's the record label that this is coming out on. Got one more tune to do from it, and if we have any time left, I'm going to play you one off of Darren's solo CD he did back a few years ago. But anyway, here's another biggie that they've ended up doing really, really well on, or well with. It's called Trains I Missed.
Trains I missed, the loves I lost, the bridges I burned, the rivers I never crossed. Here's to the call I didn't hear, signs I didn't heed, the roads I couldn't take, the map that I just wouldn't read. It's a big old world, but I found my way from the hell. To the trains I missed. I've been a clown, I've been a fool, and I pushed on every chance. I searched far and wide to try sand, but there's stones I didn't throw, and hearts I didn't break, and the little hope I held on to with a silver shining thread of faith. It's a big old world, but I found my way from the hell and the hurt that led me straight to this. Here's to the train. To the place I found, the love I know, the earth and the sky that I call home. And here's to the things I believe, bigger than me, in the moment I find myself right where I'm supposed to be.
Just wonderful, Balsam Range doing their Mountain Overture CD. Just incredible. Trains I Missed the song that we just heard off this brand new project. 17 days before it's going to be released to the public. They're going to perform at Merlefest in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, with the orchestra with them. It's just amazing. As I said before, it's worth the ticket or the ticket cost just to go see Balsam Range do this. It's just incredible. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the impromptu. We've basically filled our time slot. We were headed for an hour, and that's what we ended up. I hope you enjoyed it. It's called Mountain Overture once again by Balsam Range. Anyway, have a fine, fine evening, and we will return, of course, to our regular programming.